You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, I guess when the State Department needs one, they get a do-over. Later, about 2 weeks from now, the State Department will again draw winners from among millions of entries for one of the world's most valuable lotteries. It's the Diversity Visa Program. The prize, if you win the lottery, is a working visa, a green card that lets you work in the United States. The lottery has gotten new attention because a computer glitch invalidated the earlier drawing from May, where the State Department awarded 22,000 visas and then had to retract them. Monday, we spoke with Jalal Al-Amir, a 30-year-old middle school English teacher from Morocco, who is one of those 22,000 winners whose ticket was invalidated. And that got a lot of discussion from our listeners. Suresh in Nepal posts, "We are real people, not only a case number and letter. There is our dream, which is stolen, and we are searching for lost human rights." And Olivier from D.C. writes at our website, "It's not too late. The Department of State can save face by allowing the 22,000 winners to proceed with their visa applications." So that's a discussion about the lottery and the screw-up of the State Department just recently. But the question for Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte, who represents Virginia's 6th District, is whether or not we should have the lottery at all. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Cliff.
Your answer is no, we should not have this lottery. Why?
Yes, and that's the answer of the entire House of Representatives, which has twice passed my legislation to eliminate the program. It hasn't been taken up in the Senate. But both a Republican Congress and a Democratic Congress have done it. The legislation is very bipartisan. It should be eliminated for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, we have 14 million Americans looking for work, and this program gives a visa not based upon a green card, not based upon having family ties that need to be reunified, not based upon having job skills that are needed in the United States, not even based upon having a high level of education, but just based on pure luck. We already have the most diverse immigration policy in the world. I practiced immigration law prior to my becoming a member of Congress. And in Roanoke, Virginia, a small city in southwest Virginia, I represented people from more than 70 countries who were going through the process of legally qualifying for visas prior to the time that this program was even created. The State Department has identified it as a security risk because terrorist organizations could submit names of people who don't have records. They may be right out of the madrasas in the Middle East. And their names could be drawn. And unlike the 9/11 hijackers who came on temporary visas, they'd be given green cards if they have the luck of having their name drawn to stay in the program. And since 9/11, we have created enhanced visa scrutiny in 14 countries around the world. 13 of those countries are qualified for the visa lottery program.
Although when they win the lottery, they still have to go through the entire application process. You know, the original intent of the lottery was trying to get immigrants. It's a diversity visa. It's trying to get immigrants from the regions where we don't get very many green card holders.
Actually, we get people from countries all over the world. As I said, before this program even created, in a small city that I represent and live in, I represented people from more than 70 countries around the world. And furthermore, this program discriminates against people who do have job skills, who do have family in the United States that they're trying to reunify with, which seems to me to be a much higher priority than diversity or pure luck. And by that I mean countries like Mexico, Canada, the United Kingdom, India, the Philippines, China, where they have higher demand to come here and are on long waiting lists, sometimes many, many years long. They sit in those lines
trying to
legally comply with the law, and they are bypassed by people who simply have their name drawn by pure luck out of a computer.
Right, but the reason for that, we're speaking with Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia. The reason they do that is exactly for the purpose of the program, which is to achieve diversity. We already have a huge number of immigrants from the UK. If you're born in a place that sent more than 50,000 immigrants to the US over the past 5 years, that you aren't eligible for the lottery anymore. That was the purpose, was to try and get people from countries that don't send a lot of immigrants to the U.S. So you're saying that we...
But there's no national interest in doing that. There's no job skill on the part of the person coming here. There's no family reunification of somebody who's waiting a long time. You know, if you're a permanent resident, you have a green card in the United States, and your wife is in India, you have to wait years to get that individual here. And while you're doing that, you watch somebody from some other country have their name just drawn out of a computer by pure luck, and they get to come to the United States ahead of you. I would think that somebody who has a job skill, or somebody that's needed in the country, in other words, there's a shortage, or somebody who has a family here already, would be a higher priority than this program.
So you think that those whose job skills are needed, or who have family here, you think they're not getting green cards?
They're getting green cards after they wait years on waiting lists because of the fact that we have quotas for countries, and we should, but those quotas mean that they're on long waiting lists. What I'm saying is this program is not necessary. We already have great diversity in immigration in the United States, more than any other country in the world, and we have 14 million American citizens and lawful permanent residents looking for jobs, and we're yet giving 50,000 green cards for more people to come in and look for jobs when they're not needed in this country.
Well, do you think then that the green card system that we have, it works as effectively as it could, that it's fine as it is, unedited, unimproved?
Well, this is an improvement right here. Eliminate a program that admits people to the country, gives them green cards for no good reason.
Okay. So you feel as though the lottery is giving green cards to people who are not valuable to the United States as workers?
Well, that's correct. Absolutely. There is very little requirement of any showing of any educational requirement, and no requirement of showing of any particular job skill to get these green cards.
Although, I mean, to be fair, many people get green cards because of their family connections who also don't have any job skills or higher education.
Well, certainly with regard to family reunification, that's correct. But if you marry somebody and you're already lawfully in the United States, we say that's a priority for you to be able to reunify with your spouse, your children, your parents, and under certain circumstances, if you're a U.S. citizen, with brothers and sisters. Those are the only family relationships that we allow people to petition to bring people in from other countries. And those are pretty close relationships mm-hmm. compared to simply saying, hey, today I think I'll put my name into the lottery and have my name hopefully drawn. And, you know, I don't think it's really good for people who try to plan their future. The odds of their getting drawn, because 10 to 15
million
people...
We'll have to leave it there, Congressman. Bob Goodlatte represents the 6th Congressional District of Virginia, talking about eliminating the lottery program, the diversity visa program at the State Department.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.